Let's get it on, motherfucker.
I'm out of control tonight, man.
You seem like you're
I had a very bad week.
What, you had a lot of anxiety? You shy?
I was shy. I went out on a date.
Oh, the date didn't go well?
Dom, the date was really interesting. We both got drunk, and then it went really well. We were, you know, it's very beautiful.
Like what?
I don't know what she looks like, but she...
Well, describe her. It's radio.
It's radio, right? How can I can't describe her. I don't know.
Like, well, she's 5'8"?
Oh, she's like probably 5'5", 5'6".
How much does she weigh?
Very thin and shapely and nice and lovely and very nice.
Very nice?
Very nice. But then, you know, she just seemed to get a little shy on me on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. But she did see me Sunday, so it was very bizarre.
But you went to a movie Sunday.
We went to a movie Sunday, then as we were having dinner, she just got really strange on me, and I took her home.
Oh.
I didn't take her back to my place, though.
You took her home?
I took her home, yeah.
Well, what's the difference between home and your place? You took her to her home?
That's where she lives, yeah.
That's a good date.
It was a fun time.
Did you spend any money on her?
Yeah, I bought her everything. I paid for everything. Like, we had like 6 drinks each. It was the most I drank in a long time.
Wow. And you were driving?
I was driving drunk, yeah. I was driving
drunk.
That's
good. Yeah. Driving drunk and depressed with anxiety medication in you.
No, I wasn't depressed or filled with anxiety at that point. I was really excited. I was happy. I mean, we were getting along. Everything was going great. I figured I'd see her again. And then
where'd you eat dinner?
We went to some place on Westwood Boulevard, some Persian place.
Persian?
It was very funny, too, Dom. I was really on top. I was quick.
You were funny.
I was funny, yeah.
Yeah, not like you were on the show.
Not like on the show. No, right. It wasn't boring. And and since Sunday, I've been kind of flipping out, you know?
Dom,
it doesn't make any sense. We're having a great time Friday, and then Sunday we're having a good time at the movie. Then after the movie, she's like, I'm moving to Mexico. I need to be alone for a few days.
She sobered up. She realized.
Maybe that's what happened, but then why go to the movie?
She wanted to see the movie.
She told me she had anxiety, so I told her I had anxiety. She said it
first. She doesn't want a man with anxiety. She wants a man who deals with her anxiety. You should have lied to her.
I should have lied to her.
She said, I have no idea what anxiety is.
I couldn't do
it. Like a lumberjack.
I don't know. I don't know if I blew it somewhere along the way or if she's just nuts.
Well, you definitely blew it.
I definitely blew it. Yeah. This is all very true, by the way.
Oh, I'm trying to help you here.
And I've been very upset these last 48 hours.
Why you got a big smile on your face?
Because
crazy.
Because you
cheer
me up.
No, because you like being... like abused.
Where was I abused? Everything was great.
Look what she did to you. She hurt you.
She hurt me. She did. She hurt me.
Oh, was this a Jewish thing?
She's Jewish and she's wonderful, man. And
I met her through a Jewish thing. Like, didn't you meet her during the low
I met high holidays? Holidays. Yeah.
Was it the highest of the low or the lowest of the high holidays?
Well, it's always low for me, but it was the high holiday.
The highest of the high.
It was the highest of the high. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I freaked her out with my pills. You know, I got painkillers. I got all these pills. And
I could do it. Yeah.
If I give you the girl's number, what would you say to her? That's what I want to know.
I would talk to her very seriously and ask her, how she's doing, and tell her that, you know, you had a great time with her, and I just wanted to touch base. I'm a host of the radio show. You're my co-host, and
we're here on the show right now. All right, you could call her. You want to call her?
Yeah.
You want to put her on speakerphone?
No, I don't want you to know what Alex and I have to say to each other. Hey, Alex. Hi, it's Dom Irera. I'm a comedian and I'm a friend of James. Yeah, we're at the Laugh Factory. We're doing a radio show. And how you doing? Good. How were the Jewish holidays? Okay. See, I just wanted to break the ice with you a little. No, we're talking. Well, we're on the show right now, and I just wanted to touch base with you. I mean, I know that you went out with James a couple times, and how did it go? What are you? Oh, nothing's going on. I honestly just wanted to give you a call because I know that he spoke very highly of you before he went out with you, and this is the first time that I've seen him since he went out with you. And, it's radio, and we just wanted to see what was going on. I mean, you think I'll go out again?
Oh, Dom.
Oh, she'll talk to you about that.
No, really.
Doesn't sound good.
It's all right.
I mean, did you want to come up here and get on the show with us and talk this out?
Oh, she probably doesn't.
I mean, you think he takes too many drugs?
She does, yeah. She thinks I take a little too many drugs.
But I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just really wanted to say hi to you. So you feel free to get off if you want.
She could hang up on you.
Wanted to discuss it a little. Hey, you know what? I hope I get to meet you under better circumstances. And this was not James's idea. This was my idea. All right. Bye.
She wasn't happy to hear from you. She was pissed, huh?